as a volunteer. And this is where I feel I've been called to do that, and this is the home I hope I could do this in. So if I can break even with it, then it frees me up completely to do. And my target audience here is the working poor, which is pretty much my apartments are kind of part of that as well. So, I guess I'll stop there.
So you plan on living in this, one of these?
The top floor, the way it was before, is they had their bedrooms on the top floor, and then they had their kitchen and living room on the floor where the medical offices were. So I'm taking their giant master bedroom, and creating my whole living room, kitchen, and stuff upstairs. And so the top stairs would be my home, and I plan on retiring in it. And then downstairs, where they had their kitchen and the living room already, I'm expanding it and turning some of the waiting rooms, not some of the, the doctor's offices will become bedrooms. So that's kind of an automatic thing. That's a very easy conversion. The other half will have to be a little creative and create an apartment out of that one. And then the bottom floor, even though it's not legal, there is an apartment and art studio down there. There's two bedrooms. They're not legal bedrooms. So down there, I just plan on making everything legal. So it's not much of a conversion, and the footprint doesn't change at all. And obviously, the parking is more than sufficient. I'd actually like to turn some of the parking back to more green. There.
Any questions? Comments?
I thought this would be the oddest project of the day.
Yeah, pretty much.
The biggest challenge, I will say, is the septic system. It's got a septic system right now in Leachfield for a four-bedroom. I've been working with John. He's actually going out tomorrow because I've got the soil tests have been done already. I've got the woods excavating. He's already come out. They've cleared all the woods out. He does have a plan. My biggest limitation may be that I may have to go to a more expensive system. And if that happens, I would actually ask to do maybe just three apartments instead of four. So if I can afford the traditional septic system on that lot, which they're going to try to determine tomorrow, I'd like to do it as it is. If not, I might have to pull back the number of bedrooms to match the septic system.
All right, we'll see you Tuesday, November the 12th.
Famous. Thank you.
Okay. 19-52, Doug Brown.
Good evening, everybody. I should have just went around the corner. So we're just around the corner. We're on the south side of Table Rock Dam. State Park is here. State Park. Here's the showboat. Boat ramp. Used to be the hitching post, I think.
Oh, but yeah.
Now Doug owns it.
It's in the Parkview Motel.
Parkview Motel. So your applicant, Doug Brown, is seeking Division 3 approval for the ability to expand, which it was the hitching post convenience store, to the adjoining 2.7-acre parcel. This parcel has been a long-term stay motel and had Division 3 approval for the addition of mobile homes on this backside for long-term rental. And I think he'll show you his plan for extending the store, building a new store here. So,
all right. So, my name is Doug Brown. I'm the owner of a business called Area 71, based out of Stone County, Missouri. Started this business in 2014 with the intent of providing some full-time jobs for what would otherwise be a seasonal area. Also look to provide affordable housing for both my employees and the communities that we serve. So today we're a multi-million dollar business, again, out of Shell Knob, Missouri, with restaurants, gas stations, mobile home parks, RV parks. Purchased the hitching post this year in April, and with the intention of converting that business into the same footprint of our Shell Knob store, where we would have a gas station, convenience store, as well as restaurant in that same building. Quickly discovered that we were really out of space with regards to access to the building. The fuel setup coming off 165 is pretty difficult to get in there, especially for larger vehicles. And we started looking around and got to acquire the Parkview Motel, the lot to the right there. So I acquired this property about a month and a half ago, with the intention of demolishing the property and simply expanding our gas station presence. What I found in the motel and the mobile home park that was behind the business was very similar to the story I found in Shell Knob. So we've got a lot of citizens that would otherwise be homeless or in, you know, one sad state of life or another for various reasons. And many, if not most, all of them have come to me and said, hey, if you tear our house down, we're going to be homeless. Help us come up with some options. So what I'm looking to do is to basically leverage the grassy wooded area behind the store there to bring in some new mobile homes. The mobile homes that I put together are Southern built out of Alabama. I'm a licensed Missouri mobile home dealer. So these would be brand new two bath, two bedroom units, all new appliances, all new fixtures, have a 6-foot by 16-foot deck across the front of them. Very nice homes that I hope to be able to bring to market for approximately $575 to $675 per month. Offer those up to employees. Which of course, with this build out and the restaurant build out, I'm looking at creating upwards of 28 jobs. We'll have estimated labor that will bring into the area of an additional $350,000 per year, with additional tax income off sales of $2.5 million for the total property. So that's a pretty big improvement. Today the business does about $600,000. It's already projected to double those sales from our purchase of the structure. We've already added an additional 6 employees this year alone, just by cleaning up the existing footprint of the store. I have a number of architectural documents. We've been working with various folks from county planning and zoning, sewer districts, my architects out of Springfield, Missouri, to get layout of the architectures. Been working with White River Electric for all the electrical schematics, electrical plans. The site today is vastly underpowered, overhead lines that are approximately 40 years old. So we're looking at doing a complete reset of the entire site. So I also own an excavating business that's currently on site, and we are grading for this project currently. So I have a Missouri DNR grading permit. I also have a county grading permit from Taney County authorizing that work today. Our initial project will focus on expansion of the fuel station. So this box here represents my existing building. We're essentially going to go over and clear the motel that sits on this 200-foot wide lot. The motel is an L-shaped lot that you can see up on this picture here. Everything with that red roof will be dropped. It'll be a 165-foot modern fuel canopy that will be extended across that structure, concrete parking lot, 8-inch thick concrete pour, 42-foot centers on spec with Missouri Department of Highway. Plenty of parking spaces. Our architects put in the 19-foot long parking by 9-foot wide with accessible ADA spaces, again, per county and government ADA requirements. We'll extend to the back of that facility with an asphalt driveway, 24-foot in width. We'll extend down with 14 of those mobile homes. The mobile homes will go all the way to the back of the property. Mobile homes will be placed with 18-foot spacing between each of the units, with anticipation of a single parking space on the side of each unit as well as in the front of each unit. In terms of spacing, this was a discussion in our pre-meeting I had with Scott, Marlon, and the team. We have approximately 109 feet from the front, Missouri 165 of the property, 190 foot to the first mobile home. Again, we'll have approximately 18 foot of space in between each of the units. And the back of the lot will be set 38 foot off the property line. And the county sewer district comes right across that 200 foot line. Actually, is about 10 foot over on me. So our county tie-ins from sewer will actually be connected on my property with no further easements required. All of our neighbors, this is all rural undeveloped property with the exception of the storage business to the immediate west of the facility. They're all familiar with the project. Most of the folks that I've talked to, actually all of the folks that we've talked to in the surrounding area, are very supportive because of the cleanup efforts that we're doing. As we got our dozers and equipment back here, we've piled up mountains of old appliances, tires, abandoned mobile homes, you name it, we've unearthed the back there. It looks like the land has pretty much been used as a dump for the past 20 to 30 years. It's quite a mess. Speaking of dump, we have approximately 12 mobile homes that are currently on that property, many of which people are living in. So some of these I'm trying to get demolished as quickly as possible. It's quite unbelievable circumstances. I also have people living in that motel. So, you know, I do have some motivation to accelerate the development here.
because I need to relocate these folks to different housing before I can tear their old house down.
I need to get equipment ordered so I can have all of this built in time for the kickoff of the March 1st fishing seasons for 2020. I did do a full Tier 3 application to start the permitting process of this in review with my attorney, architects, and other developers. We questioned the need for an additional Tier 3 permit as both properties are currently commercially zoned properties. We have gone through with the permit application process with the assumption that there may be a change of use requirement going from a motel property to the expansion of the gas station. So those are the high-level plans. I do have about six other sheets here I can go through detailed engineering schematics. This is, one of several developments I've done similar to this, so I'm very familiar with sewer system, electrical, mechanical, and water infrastructure to support these types of projects and can answer any questions the board may have. In terms of economic development, this is about a $2 million investment in Taney County.
We haven't had much of that lately.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
So, one of my biggest questions are the requirements for an additional Tier 3. I understand there may be an additional public vote that would take place 30 days from now. With these both being commercial lots, I question, if that's necessary. If it's not, I'd like to start writing some checks and getting my equipment ordered. So I've got, anywhere from a 30 to a 90-day build on fuel tanks, on the mobile homes. I'd like to get my concrete poured before it starts getting cold. So there's a lot we have to do, and I'd like to get going on it.
So I'll answer your question, Doug. You've got a Division 3 application for a land use change. Mm-hmm. This property was approved for up to 7 mobile homes, but I think you've met with the sewer district and you're going to be able to meet. He's going to have to put in new infrastructure to be able to handle the flow, mm-hmm. which is no problem. But what he's looking at, or I guess asking the board is it a change of use from the motel to the convenience store, which I thought yes, and that's what he's coming before you. The mobile home part, I already told him that it was approved previously for up to 7. So if they feel like, the board feels like he needs to get approval for the, 14 or was it 12?
14.
14. Yeah. But he'd already be approved for 7 because it has that approval. But he's met the requirements for spacing. We sat there and looked at it to look at all the spacing and the parking for the 14. Which in my mind is not really a change of use, but the convenience store over the motel area was a change of use. So basically you'd be voting on the
change
moving
of use.
The convenience store to there. And the mobile homes would be a go without.
Right.
Yeah.
The main thing that we're looking at from a sewer district, it's more of my requirements. So from a Taney County Sewer District standpoint, I understand they currently meet their capacity requirements with the line that services. So I have 2 service lines that come in on this side of the property and another that comes in on this side. Because I do anticipate having a pretty busy restaurant, I propose putting in an 8-inch line, to service all the units. I've got about a 22-foot elevation from the front of the property to the rear of the property, so I've got a good gravity flow. But that 8-inch line would ensure that, I didn't have any issues with potential grease contamination or any one of the mobile home units taking our primary business offline. So, I did invite my general manager, Kelly Rickard, to join the hearing today. So Kelly's joined us from Shell Knob. She manages both the Branson as well as the Shell Knob location today. So the other aspect of this is the sooner we can get building, the sooner we're going to have staff and jobs that we'll create. And I've got quite a few kitchen folks that are out of work right now because of the turndown in the season. So.
Have you met with MoDOT on the entrance?
Yes, sir. And from an entrance standpoint, you can see what's currently depicted on this map. There's a total of 4 entrances between these properties. Mm-hmm. I've got a 60-foot entrance that's grandfathered. I've got a 48-foot entrance that's also grandfathered. So my intent is to delete this 14-foot entrance on the motel.
And then I'll take this entrance, shift it right, widen that to the 42-foot, put my 3-to-1 concrete terrace on each side of that with the 16-inch culvert that's specified.